Advent at Gardner Webb University for Tuesday, November 29th, written by Tabitha Coker, admissions counselor for APMP program and School of Divinity graduate, read today by Nikki Bliss Carroll. The text is taken from Genesis 9, 1 through 17, and Hebrews 11, 32 through 40.
As a child, I remember having conversations with others that would end in the phrases, pinky promise, cross my heart, scout's honor, and many more. These phrases also came with symbols of interlocking pinkies, making an X over my heart with my index finger, or making the scout's honor sign with my right hand. No matter the phrase or corresponding symbol, they all meant the same thing. I trusted those people to follow through with what they were telling me. Throughout the Bible, we find God creating his own version of the pinky promise, and today's text is one of those places. God creates a covenant with Noah and every living creature for all generations to come. In this covenant, he promises that, quote, never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. Genesis 9:11. He did not just create the covenant, he created a symbol for all generations to come to remember it, a rainbow. It is that symbol that is sealing the deal to the promise. It seems silly to think that a symbol can have so much power, but it does. It seals the promise in a tangible way that words lack. It is a symbol that jolts our memories when we forget words that were spoken. The rainbow, the pinky promise, we can see and feel when we aren't sure if the words are real. For a variety of reasons, we have trouble believing that people are going to do what they promised us. This lack of trust often carries over into our faith. Trusting in God and his promise is not easy because we cannot sit across the table from him and get a verbal response of reassurance when we have questions or concerns. This is where faith comes into play. We have to have faith in Christ, faith that what he promised will be fulfilled. Throughout the text, we find example after example of people who were faithful to their calling. Their faith surpassed the physical, emotional, and psychological abuse they received while living life in covenant with Christ. At the same time, they were not sure if what they were doing was enough because they were not receiving the promise they expected. In the end, according to Hebrews 11, 39 and 40, they were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Remaining faithful is not easy. There are challenges around every bend, but it is what we are called to do. God has made a covenant with us, and one day we will experience it in full. For now, however, we are called to live out our faith and hold tight to both the words and the symbols that God has set before us to remind us of the covenant he has made.